a word for you from Acts chapter 12, verse 5. So Peter was kept in prison, but earnest prayer for him was made to God by the church. So here we have Peter, who seemed like he was going to follow the example of the execution, indeed the martyrdom, of James, the brother of John, who had just been killed with the sword under Herod, another Herod, under his authority. And he did it because of popularity only. He saw that by killing James, it was popular with the Jews. Imagine that. He had committed no crime against the Jews or against the Romans. So unjust is the world. Don't expect justice from the world. Don't expect that things must be right. But when Peter was arrested, and remember, he had been in trouble with the law before, not by breaking it, but by being faithful to his Lord. So here he knows that there is no chance for him to get out of his own accord, because four squads of soldiers had been appointed to guard him in jail, and each squad contained a number of men. And yet, the church prayed earnestly for him to their Lord. They didn't give up. They didn't say, well, it's going to be the same fate. Herod has already decided he executed James, therefore he will execute Peter. No, don't immediately assume that God will work in a certain way. Don't try and box him. Don't think that because somebody else died of cancer, despite all the prayers that went up to the Lord, that therefore you or some loved one or some friend is going to die. We are still invited by the Lord to come boldly to his throne of grace. But you can be sure that the church, in praying for Peter, because they loved him so, not that they loved James less, it's just that they knew how much they needed him. But it is sure that they would have still been submissive to the will of God. There are some very popular preachers who say, look, if you pray for healing or deliverance or whatever, you must never end the prayer with, let thy will be done, because that's a lack of faith. No, it's not. We must be in submission to God's will. And yet, he invites us to make earnest prayer. Don't give up. Don't think that God's hand is shortened. Don't think that he's not listening. Be in right standing with him. Lungisindaba yakho kuze imthandazo yakho izwakala kuNkulunkulu umethembe yena.